Covering the inauguration, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries.
So let us mark this day with remembrance of who we are and how far we have traveled.
It's been months since the inauguration, but many stamp collectors are still awaiting their souvenirs. Envelopes postmarked on the day a president is inaugurated are called inaugural covers, or inaugurals. For decades, the Postal Service has offered special cancellations, and for recent inaugurations, special postmarks in the new president's hometown. For Barack Obama, there were cancels offered in Chicago and Honolulu. There were even two for Joe Biden in his birthplace and hometown. But the big one every 4 years is from Washington. Anticipating that there would be a big demand this time for the Washington postmark, requests for large quantities from commercial producers went to a Postal Service facility in Kansas City that specializes in this sort of thing. But most requests for collectors and small producers are being handled by the Washington Post Office. And it was flooded. Requests submitted on or before Inauguration Day, January 20th, are done. Those submitted just after that date are, based on my own experience and that of other collectors, now dribbling back to their owners. There are only a few clerks around the country you'd want to cancel your stamp collecting souvenirs, so it's not as if the Postal Service can call in the reinforcements. It's not really anybody's fault, either. It's just a sign of the enormous goodwill and popularity Mr. Obama brought to the White House. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.